that was especially for your young players to be able to sing a song and get a bit of reward for their effort?
Sorry, I missed the first bit.
Is that good, especially for your young players to have a win? And
yeah, it's always good to have a win and sing the song. It's been a while since we've been able to do that. But we've been in a lot of tight competitive games, so we feel like we're improving. But, you know, that the way we played tonight, like, they've got their challenges as we have. And they're rebooting in a real sense, if you think about it, with Amira gone, Swallow sort of rebooting his career, and Benell gone, and a few of those guys. So they're not dissimilar, and they've got some injuries. So it was nice to sort of get it done tonight, and the way we played was quite strong. We had some patches where we flirted with what we're doing, but over the night, over the course, I thought our ball movement and those and our stoppage work was quite strong, so it was pleasing.
How do you explain the contested ball numbers? Yeah, you had a good win.
Well, there's always, I don't know, champion might have had a bad night. We might have been getting more than they've produced, I don't know. But the game is played as much on the outside as it is on the inside. Do you know what I mean? So I thought we limited the damage. We tackled pretty strongly. And when we got the ball, we spread it really well and used it really well.
30 scoring
shots. That would explain it.
It's an unusual number for a winning team, isn't it? You don't often see something like that.
Oh, it happens. Yeah. Yeah.
Ross, 30 scoring shots from 48 entries. Happy with that?
Yeah, we're going to have bigger challenges. We're walking into one next week. Sydney are elite defensively. But our connection, we've been focusing on that. We've acknowledged that, and that's sort of coming along. And we're using Cam McCarthy slightly differently, and it seems to be working for him. And Nathan going forward, less time in the midfield's helping as well. So, and I thought Brennan Cox again sort of impacted forward. So still plenty of work to do there. I mean, we understand both teams where we're at tonight. But if you think, you draw a line through our form, it's been relatively consistent without getting it done. So the feedback to the group was you need four quarters, not three and a half. So we took our form out of GWS, we think.
Can you talk us through what you're doing different with Cam?
Well, he's just playing a bit higher, running around a bit more, just freed him up a little bit, really. So with Brennan in the team and Mundy or Fife playing for that, it allows that to happen. It makes him more flexible.
Is that the role he's more suited for, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. We're looking at him play for 12 months. He's an incredibly good athlete, speed, endurance, and very mobile. So, you know, playing deeper probably doesn't suit him, I think. He can do it, and I think that will come, but after a year off, that mobility helps him best, I think, and I think we saw that tonight. We saw it last week without being rewarded, but, you know, we just want signs of growth from... There's lots of growth, like Griffin Logue and Tucker, and Luke Ryan, obviously, Brennan, those sort of players. We need them to keep going. And our older heads or our good players sort of stood up. I thought our midfield got it done tonight. They're pretty good for three quarters last week, but fell away. So, yeah, there's some reasonable signs.
How pleased are you with Luke Ryan's response since he had that game in the waffle?
Yeah, it's important that once you challenge, you respond. Everyone's going to get challenged. And if you don't respond, you're not worth being here. So it's pretty simple for me. So if players get challenged about their football or anything that we expect a response from, those that don't respond, we basically move on. So it was important that both boys responded.
Is he shaping as your find of the year now in terms of your young players?
I'm not in a position to sort of assert those opinions at this point, but he's certainly taken a step forward.
Ross, has Nick Subin turned around his career a little bit this year? Have you been impressed with the back half of his season?
He's certainly working hard. I just start on the week-to-week treadmill. He got me at a disadvantage if I'm not in a real position to discuss careers and longevity and all those things that I'm happy to talk about tonight's performance. This isn't the forum and it's not my role, as much as I'll play a part. But I'll get asked that stuff at list management meetings at the end of the year. So.
Brady Gray, how serious was that?
Yeah, slight hammy, 21 days, disappointing. Been under some pressure most weeks. We've lost one early. That hadn't happened for a fair while, but the last few weeks. But I thought we ran it out strongly. We've made a conscious effort to make sure we've got some systems in place, which has probably been, prior to that, a little bit of a weakness, but we've got a system in place where we can handle if a back or a mid or a forward goes down. I thought the coaches executed that tonight. they're really pleasing what they're doing.
Would you expect Sean Darcy to come back next week?
It's something we'll look at.
Does it please you he comes out publicly and says, I tried to argue against being rested or sitting out the game?
I gave him a clip.
Did you?
Nah. Yeah, we have the desire to play strong. Sometimes you've got to save them from themselves. But he's a competitive young man, but John stood up tonight. So, we managed Sean the week before, but he may need some more management. We're not too sure.
Gray's season is done. Does that put some more onus on Hayden Ballantyne in the run home? And what have you made of his form?
Sorry?
What have you made of Hayden Ballantyne's form?
What was the first part?
Just with Gray out now, does that sort of put a bit more... You
know,
a bit more from Hayden in the last few weeks?
Oh, I wouldn't have thought so. I thought his tackling and chase was strong. He could have kicked three tonight. That's a handy return for a small forward. They give you 66 for the year. So it's more probably his finish, I think. Yeah, no, we're really pleased with what he's bringing to the table. And as you know, when you miss a big chunk of footy, when you tear your tendon in half and have it repaired under surgery, you guys know how hard that is to come back from. So... It takes a while, and when he come back, he re-injured it. So you're probably looking at about 15 weeks of rehab. So you just don't flick a switch. But it's not like we've got a plethora of small forwards running around that we can just bring in. It doesn't work like that. We wish we did, but I'm pleased with the work he's doing. Thanks, guys.